The Bob Hope Show. Jerry Colonna, Vera Vague, and Skinny Ennis and his orchestra. And now here he is, the star of the show, Bob Hope.
That's all the nylons I have. Here I am tonight in Washington with 800 girls who work for the Treasury Department.
Yes, sir, this is the sugar that handles the sugar.
W.C. Fields wanted to make this trip to the Capitol with me. He thought it was Washington, D.T. I'm staying here at the Statler Hotel, and the lobby's full of dignitaries. This morning I saw 3 senators, 2 ambassadors, and the guy who can get you a pack of cigarettes. And I'm sharing my room with 2 congressmen. At night we turn over in triplicate. But it's wonderful Washington. 8 girls to every man and 3 mimeograph machines to every girl. Imagine, there are 8 girls for every man here in Washington. Yes, sir. Down here, you don't kiss them the usual way. You just line them up, and as they pass you by, you make like a goldfish. I'll get over with that gag when television comes in. I want to tell you that. This is the first place where a girl ever asked me for a date, and was I excited. My teeth chattered so hard, I bit off the barrel of a revolver. One girl has been a secretary for 15 years here, and she's getting ready to retire. Yes, sir, she's on her last lap. And I don't know if a lot of these girls share the same apartment or not, but I saw an ad in the paper this morning here. Wanted one more girl to share a room, size 12. And I did meet a girl who shares an apartment with 6 other girls. I said to her, gee, you have such lovely red hair. She said, I'm not a redhead. We all put our lipstick on in front of the same mirror, and I got caught in the crossfire.
I love you, sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you, I can't live without you. My life is empty, it seems. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know I'll always love you this way. I love you. You are my sweetheart in dreams it seems. Sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you. You are my sweetheart in dreams it seems. Sweetheart of all my dreams.
free, you know. That was Sweetheart of All My Dreams, sung by Skinny Ennis, our Frankie Sinatra JG.
Hey, wait a second, Bob. You shouldn't talk like that. I'm a lot stronger than Sinatra. You don't see me leaning on a microphone when I sing.
That's right, Skin. You stand up very straight, and in this light, you can't even notice the wire that runs from your collar to the ceiling.
I don't care what you say tonight, Bob. Man, look at those pretty girls out there. What do you think of them?
Well, Skin, you've heard of Shangri-La?
Yeah.
Well, this is Shangri-Ooh-La-La.
Say, Bob,
uh-huh?
Is it true that there are 8 girls in Washington for every man?
That's right, Skin. Have they assigned you your 4 yet?
Yeah, Bob, and don't worry, I'll share them with you.
Well, that's a thanks, but look at that.
Hiya, Bob.
How are you, Francis? How do you like Washington, Francis?
Oh, fine, Bob. Just imagine, here we are 30 miles from the spot where the father of our country was born.
Really? I thought Crosby came from Seattle. Or are they still denying it?
Say, Francis, Bob and I have just been talking about the manpower shortage here.
Well, I guess some of the girls here are rather anxious for dates.
Yes, and I'm available.
Bob, they're anxious, not desperate. I want to thank you for taking me out last night and showing me Washington.
Yes, I guess you're glad you went out with me last night, Francis. You know, we looked in on some pretty important people.
Yes, it was lucky they all had their shades up.
Listen, Francis, I threw a dinner the other night, and diplomats from 10 foreign countries were there. Boy, I really had a melting pot.
Well, Bob, you shouldn't have worn such heavy clothing.
I can't understand it either, Francis. I'm plenty sharp. I know all about Washington politics.
I suppose you're up on the congressional record.
No, I haven't been near a jukebox for weeks. I really haven't. You know, I'm not hep like these government girls. If they can get a date, they like to dig that jive.
Bob, do you really think the girls in the Treasury Department are anxious about dates?
I don't know, but I looked at a war bond today, and the Minuteman was firing in self-defense. Really, Francis, there's so many girls in Washington, the fellas are independent. Skinny Ennis and myself are going to show the folks what a couple of guys act like after they've been in Washington for a couple of years. A little hard to get music, Skin, boy.
What are you going to do tonight, Bob?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going out with a girl, too. Hey, toss me your book of phone numbers, Bob.
Certainly, old chap. Here you are. That's just from A through C, of course. I'll get it, Skin. Hello, yes. Yes, this is Hot Lips speaking. Hello, Gladys. No, Gladys, I'm sorry. I can't go out with you tonight. I'm sorry, I can't make it. I don't care if you will shoot yourself. I still can't. Well, goodbye, Gladys. Hello?
Hello, this is Francie.
Oh, you again.
Are you surprised that I have your telephone number, Robert?
Yes, I had no idea who'd won today's raffle.
A date, Robert.
Yes, well, let's see, Francis. Say you're lucky. I can give you the 7:30 to 8 time.
Gee, you can?
Yes, I just had a cancellation. Suppose you drop over later. Grand Apartments, 8th floor.
What apartment number?
Oh, you'll see the line when you get out of the elevator. Oh, I can't let you suffer like this. You can come over and pick me up now. Guess she took the long way round. Well, see you later, Skin.
Oh, Robert, hello.
Hello, don't take your coat off. I can walk around that puddle.
You're not very nice to me. When you meet a girl, don't you always put your best foot forward?
No.
Why not?
I'm pigeon-toed and I trip over it.
Gosh, you're handsome. You've got cute little eyes, cute little ears. A cute mouth, a cute chin.
Well, how about my nose?
Yes, how about that?
I got a good mind to call this whole thing off.
Well, let's get in the car, Robert. Robert, isn't it a gorgeous moonlit night? Let me rub my cheek against your shoulder.
What for? Does it itch?
Robert, why don't we get married? And in a year or two, maybe there'll be a little whale in the nursery.
Well, personally, I'd rather have children.
Oh, dear, Robert, I'm out of gas.
Egad, every night the same thing.
Oh, dear, I should never have stopped in front of the Treasury Department. Here comes one of the girls from my office.
Hello, Francis.
Oh, goodness, a man! You let go of him. I got him by the arm.
Oh, yeah, well, I got him by the other arm.
Well, I won't let go.
Well, neither will I.
Girl, stop pulling my arm.
Gosh, Robert, what happened?
I don't know, but now Venus de Milo has a brother. He's home for a little while.
It feels simply swell when he's close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I live for his kiss. I hit the skies when he looks in my eyes, and my knees grow weak with bliss. He's sort of changed. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand. I'm forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart. For the little while he's home. He's sort of changed. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. How much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand. I'm his, but forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Washington, D.C. is a town that's famous for its hospitality. Whenever a visitor is having any difficulty at all, he just steps up to the nearest person in the street and says, I'm a stranger in town. Can you tell me where to find a small, quiet apartment, about 6 rooms and bath? Anywhere at all, as long as it's within a block of the White House, with laundry service and meals included. I'm willing to pay as high as $25 a month. And the person smiles cordially and says,
what's the matter, you crazy or something?
Professor Corona! Yes, sir! So you're in Washington, too, huh?
Yes, I'm working here, Hope. Step right on, folks. Colonna's sightseeing bus. See the White House, Washington Monument, and the Pentagon Building. Also, civil service rating, sole chief.
You got a little inside stuff there, haven't you, huh? Sightseeing bus. How much is the ride, Colonna?
It's $1 a head, Hope.
$1 a head?
Yes, we can get more on the bus if we just take heads.
Buster, how come you have such a dilapidated old bus?
Well, it's a long story, Hope. I used to have a greyhound, but I had to get rid of it.
How come?
It kept following other greyhounds. Hey, Hope.
Yeah.
How about a ride? Want to see where Washington and Lincoln are buried?
Kelowna, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln are two of our greatest men. They may have died over 100 years ago, but they're not buried.
They're not?
No.
Dad, what a town. You have to wait in line for everything.
Well, what are your rates, Professor?
25 cents for women, 50 cents for men.
Okay. There's a half dollar.
And here's your 30 cents change. Now, sit down, everybody. I'll pull away from the curb. Okay, and now for the rear wheels. Well, here we go, Hope. We're now passing the Federal Building, Hope. Now we're passing the Supreme Court.
But, Kelowna, the Supreme Court is before the Federal Building.
It is?
Yes.
Silly me. Had it in reverse.
Say, Skinny, I hope we get down to the Potomac.
Oh, gee, Bob, every day we go down to the Potomac.
Well, I have to, Skin.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sharing a room with a bunch of other guys, and my turn to shower doesn't come up till June.
I'll slow down a little, Hope. I want to let this taxi cab pass us.
I'm rich!
Hey, what's that taxi driver laughing about, Bob?
He's very happy. Just entered another zone. We got all that local stuff. Keep talking, Paul.
Attention, passengers. Close all the windows. And we are now in Virginia.
Kelowna, an idiot like you should go to the insane asylum.
Okay, I may be late. Leave the door open. Attention, folks, that's Congress right over there.
Congress, let me out, Kelowna. I want to run in and tell my congressman what's on my mind.
You want to tell him what's on your mind?
Yes.
Okay, Hope, I'll make a 30-second stop.
Gee, I wonder where my congressman is.
Hello, Mr. Hope!
Well, there they well. Well, Miss Wade, the queen with the vitamins.
Bubbles, the king of the pills.
Tell me, how did you manage to get elected to Congress?
Well, you see, I come from a small western district, Mr. Hope. It only has 10 people and 2,000 cows. I got 2,000 votes.
Yes, there's nothing like relatives. Well, Miss Wade, how did you get 2,000 cows to vote for you?
I promised a hands-off policy.
Well, tell me, Miss Vega, how do you get along with the other senator from your district?
Oh, we see eye to eye.
You see eye to eye?
Yes, we live in adjoining hotel rooms, and we always catch each other peeking through the keyhole. Seriously, I want to tell you, I did try to kiss one of the representatives, but he said he didn't approve of kissing.
Well, what did you say to the representative?
Get hep, rep. You know that I honestly love my career, Mr. Hope. Perhaps my beauty will change the whole course of history, you know, like in that book, Forever Amber.
Really, is that about history? Well, how will that change? How will that really? What do you mean?
Tell me, Mr. Hope. What? Look like. Tell me, do you really think I look like Amber?
No, you look more like Forever.
You dear boy.
Well, tell me, what do you think of foreign affairs, Miss Vague?
Wonderful. Of course, I prefer local boys.
Yeah. Well. As a congresswoman, are you going to think about our soldiers when they come home?
Oh, I'd like you to be silly. Yeah.
Well, Miss Vane, look, why don't you show me around the Capitol a little?
Yes, I will. Mr. Hope, now you see right over there is a big picture of the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, mm-hmm. and all of the original signers are in it.
Gee, it's hard to recognize him with those fancy wigs. Which one is Crosby? Well, tell me, Miss Vane, how do you like being a congresswoman anyway?
Oh, it's wonderful, Mr. Hope, but it's so hard trying to please all the people.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, goodness, in the North, they keep yelling for freedom of speech, and in the South, everybody keeps saying, shut my mouth, shut my mouth.
Hey, Hope, Hope, come on, I can't keep this sightseeing bus waiting forever.
I'm with you, Kelowna, let's go. Kelowna, can you stop at the Treasury building across the street? Make a U-turn.
Make a U?
Yes, make a U.
Silly me, I forgot. I don't know how to write. Dad, Hope!
What?
Hey!
What?
We crashed right into the vault.
Into the vault?
Hey! Hey! The vault's been robbed! Somebody just stole $50 million!
$40 million.
$50
million! Well, I'll count it again. Let's get out of here, Hope!
Hope, stop! You low-down thief!
Keep running, Hope. He was talking to me.
He's the guard, Cologne. He's got a gun.
I'm going to shoot it out with him, Hope. I'll fill him full of holes. Yes, sir. I'll fill him full of holes.
What, Cologne? Did you fill him full of holes?
Not yet, but I'm beginning to see the light.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Here he comes, Cologne.
Don't worry, Hope. I'll play it cagey. I won't shoot till I see the white of his eye.
You won't shoot till you see the white of his eye?
No, I won't.
You won't, huh?
No.
Kelowna, what happened?
The rat, he was wearing dark glasses.
This rat was singing, Don't You Know I Care.
Don't you care to
the time remaining, let's listen to Skinny Ennis and the band.
Come out, come out, wherever you are. I know you're not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms are mine are open, hoping you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, come out from under that star. Yes, sir, incidentally, Nestle, I'm not up to par. So come, come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, come out, come out from under that star. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, come out, baby, come out, wherever you are. Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears. His brain is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. Shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a thing, you may grow up to be a pig. Would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. And to fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you want, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. Could be swinging on a star. How many hearts did be broken with those great big beautiful lies? Those great big beautiful lies that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it. Oh, but baby, kiss me again.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
On the dreamy road to romance, baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wild. To how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes.